Guernsey's relationship with the UK. This isn't an issue that's actually been raised with me on the doorstep. It's far more of an internet forum type issue. I know that there are some candidates in this election who favour pushing for much greater independence from the UK, but frankly, I don't see that it would make that much difference to us. We really are too small to be of any significance whether we're independent or not. Don't forget that even proud, independent, neutral Switzerland finally buckled under pressure from the US on its own banking secrecy laws. I think we actually mistake our own importance if we think that the UK is actually targeting us with its tax changes. We are simply collateral damage in their attempts to plug their own huge black hole. And being independent would make them no less likely to make these kinds of changes. Having said that, I think we should continue to keep our relationship under review, and I can see merit in the next term in gently exploring a few changes which would increase our independence. Firstly, why not look at having our own Channel Islands, or perhaps even with the Isle of Man Crown Dependency Supreme Court as a final court of appeal, rather than the House of Lords? The UK has already abolished the House of Lords as their own final court and replaced it with their own Supreme Court, so it would be a logical time to look at this. In practice, I think, like the UK, we would probably be using the same judges, just sitting in a different role. Secondly, let's have a proper look at whether there is any merit in having our own monetary authority like the Cayman Islands or our own central bank. Thirdly, why not see if we can get our own privy councillors to advise the Queen in Council rather than her having to rely on advice from her UK ministers? That's probably a much bigger challenge. Tomorrow, in response to a request via Twitter, I'm going to give some thoughts on housing for first-time buyers, which is an issue that's been raised whilst I've been out canvassing. Thank you.